Well, I don't think we had anything in general, a good picture of what our multi-ethnic new generation looks like, because it just hadn't been documented to this extent. It certainly hadn't been documented that children from ethnic minority groups who were particularly behind educationally at the age of 3 are catching up when they approach school age. It hadn't been documented before that half the lone mothers who became couple families had set up house with the child's own natural father. This is the kind of information you can only get by following the child from time to time through its life.
There were significant differences in the way parenting was carried out between older and younger mothers. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Well, it's probably not because the younger mothers are young in themselves, but that they tend to have a less advantaged social background and less education themselves. So the older, more educated mothers and their partners report spending more time on home learning activities, reading to the child, singing with the child, than the younger parents.
What proportion of children live in traditional family groups, you know, with a married mother and father by the time they enter school age?
It's about 2/3 are living with both their natural parents married to each other.
And what difference does that make to their well-being?
Probably not much directly, but the children living with lone parents, they tend to be these younger mothers who started family formation from a disadvantaged background, and they are not well set up to enjoy the prosperity that many of the couple parents are enjoying.
What could you tell us about the way parents discipline their children?
About half of the families admitted that they occasionally smacked their child, or about half of them said they never smacked their child. And there are small social differences within this, but they're not very great, that the more educated mothers were slightly more likely to say that they never smacked their child than the younger, less educated mothers.
Do parents feel that they're spending enough time with their children?
On the whole, they say they are. Mothers with full-time jobs and fathers with full-time jobs are the least likely to say that they're spending enough time with their children. Some of the parents who haven't got jobs say they're spending too much time with their children.
What conclusions did you come to about things that the government might do to improve the lot of children?
Well, obviously the lone parent families, especially the younger uneducated mothers, the children are very much at risk as well as their mothers, and that a battery of supports in terms of education opportunities for the mother as well as the child would seem to be useful to target on these families.
Well, what do you think is the most important conclusion of this study?
The 5-year-olds of 2006, who will be the citizens of the future, are on the whole doing quite well, but there are some who are lagging behind, and there are social disadvantages and ethnic disadvantages quite apparent in this very large body of data. The measurement that we've got that's most sensitive of what we've measured is their cognitive attainment, doing tests on their vocabulary and other kinds of non-verbal tests of their learning. That varies most with social background. Their health also shows a social pattern, but the inequalities in health are not as great as the inequalities in learning.
Professor Joshi, many thanks for talking to us.